With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The strike at Green Shield is over. Members of Unifor 240 in Windsor and 673 in Toronto ratified a three-year contract yesterday by a margin of 92 and 91%. They walked off the job on March 1st in a dispute over wages and job security. Windsor police are looking for a 24-year-old man suspected of sexually assaulting a young girl. They say Carlos Leon has prior sex-related convictions, and he's wanted for sexual assault, sexual interference, and breach of probation. If you know where he is, you're asked to call police. After two debates over the name of Kingsville's new kindergarten to grade 12 school, the public school board says it's no longer up for discussion. Erie Migration District School is staying. Board Chair Gail Simcoe Hatfield says administration has other pressing matters to get to. Members of the community objected to the name and previously Erie Migration Academy because they weren't on the short list of those chosen through the process. The Ontario legislature has banned the wearing of keffiyehs. The speaker says the scarves are a political statement, but the CBC says opposition leaders and even the premier want the ban reversed. The scarf is commonly worn by Arabs but has special significance to Palestinians. The RCMP searched the home of one of the central figures in the ArriveCan scandal this week. Christian Firth is a managing partner with GC Strategies. It received more funding than other contractors to work on the app, $59.5 million. The RCMP told the Globe and Mail the search wasn't related to ArriveCan and no charges were laid. A bill to protect land for the Ojibwe National Urban Park has passed second reading in the Senate. Windsor West MP Brian Massey's bill goes to the Environment Committee next. Meanwhile, Mike Fisher, with the Friends of Ojibwe, is happy to see funding in this week's federal budget for the National Urban Park.
There's been a lot of work being done, a lot of effort we put in. We know things are coming, but when you see things in the budget laid out like that, and it says establishing a National Urban Park in Windsor, and the government's committed that kind of funding to it, you know this is going to happen.
Windsor Tecumseh MP Eric Kuzmierczak says the park could be open within a year. The federal government says more people will get the rural carbon price rebate. That was in the budget, too. The definition of rural in the policy will be adjusted. The Toronto Star says some living in rural areas were not getting the larger check. And if you aren't afraid of heights and you want to raise money for the Windsor Cancer Centre Foundation, there's a link at WindsorNewsToday.ca to get involved. You could join 90 people to rappel down the CIBC building in downtown Windsor on June 22nd. The foundation hopes to raise $300,000 and it's already raised $67,000. The Leafs fell to the Lightning 6-4, a 6-4 loss for the Jays to the Yankees, and the Tigers lost to the Rangers 5-4. Might get showers or drizzle this morning and then clearing up, 17 on the way today. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm overnight and down to 10. Showers tomorrow morning, then clearing up and 13. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.